Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. And give him the honor.
You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy. All my praise, oh Lord. And you are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Lord.
Give the Lord the praise and welcome somebody to the presence of the Lord. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord, I believe there are encounters and visitations this morning already. And we'll hear from you shortly. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 21 to 22. Welcome everyone this morning in Jesus' name. Start from verse 20 all the way to verse 22. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the heart of the daughter of my people, I'm hot. I'm black. Astonishment has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? There is a balm in Gilead, and there is a physician. So the heart shall be recovered this morning in Jesus' name. Speaking very quickly on balm in Gilead. And our objective is to understand the power of the anointing of the Spirit to heal. The power of the anointing of the Spirit of God to heal. The Bible makes it clear that the will of God is the healing and the wholeness of God's people. Healing and wholeness. Why do I say so? Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. All the way to verse 5. The Bible said, he is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows. Acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet, we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. God was so interested in the healing of his people that healing was in the package of redemption. In 3 John and in verse 2, he said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I wish above all things. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be whole. I want you to be well. This morning you shall be healthy. You shall be whole. And you shall be well. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Now, scripture makes it clear further. If you can take that as a second note or a second point for the introduction. That the anointing of the Spirit is a channel for the transmission of the healing power of God. The anointing of the Spirit is a channel for the transmission of the healing power of God. Jesus, in his days on the earth, in Mark chapter 6, you start from verse 9 thereabout, verse 10, and he said unto them, In what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. Now move to verse 12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. He sent them. He said, I give unto you power. And while they began to function, we began to see what was transmitting that power. They anointed with oil. Call it the balm. They anointed with oil men that were sick, and they healed them. Now, what is in the oil that causes, or what is in the anointing that causes the healing to happen? 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. The Bible said, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. The Spirit of the Lord came unto David from that day forward. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God and the anointing are interconnected. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. So the physical anointing, the physical oil is a transmitter of the Spirit of God, just like electric cable transmits electricity. The cable is not the electricity. The cable carries the electricity. Hallelujah. Having said that, there are four directions of the Spirit's work that we'll see now. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God. That is just a blanket point now. Now, how does the Spirit of God work as transmitted through the anointing? I'll identify four of it in this service and then four in the second service. Number one, the anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of repair and restoration. Is the Spirit of repair and restoration. Is the Spirit of repair and restoration. Acts chapter 10 and in verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He went about repairing. He went about repairing and restoring people whose health and whose bodies were damaged. He went about repairing. The anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of repair. If you remember, the man that fell among thieves that the good Samaritan saw in Luke chapter 10 verse 32. And likewise, we'll look at verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn. The wound needed the oil to be repaired. Needed the oil to be restored. For the body to be restored. He bound the wounds, pouring in oil. See, so the anointing transmits the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of repair and the Spirit of restoration. Number two, the anointing transmits the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is the Spirit of life. Is the Spirit of life. Is the Spirit of life. The Spirit of God is the one that quickens our mortal bodies. Quickens means imparts life. to our mortal bodies, releases life into our mortal bodies, swallows up death out of our mortal bodies. In Romans chapter 8 and in verse 11, the Bible said, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. If the spirit of God dwells in you, he quickens, he imparts life into your mortal body. Means death doomed bodies. The spirit of God transmit the anointing transmits the spirit of God, and the spirit of God transmits is the spirit of life, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Number three, the anointing transmits the spirit of God, the spirit of the Lord, and the spirit of God is the spirit of liberty, is the spirit of liberty, is the spirit of liberty. Second Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 17, it says, but the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Or where the Lord, who is the spirit, is, there is liberty, there is freedom. It dismantles bondage. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The anointing transmits the spirit of the Lord, and the spirit of the Lord is the spirit of liberty. That is to say that when the spirit of God is at work, you cannot be a victim of ancestral or generational curses. You can't be a victim of bondage. You can't be a victim of captivity. It's the spirit of liberty. The spirit of liberty is the termination of captivity. That is number three. Number four, the spirit, the anointing again transmits the spirit of the Lord. And the spirit of the Lord is the spirit of a sound mind. Is the spirit of a sound mind. Where the spirit of God is at work, the mind must be sound. The mind can be mad. The mind can be depressed. The mind can be unstable. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 6 and in verse 7, it says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, of a sound mind, of a sound mind. So the spirit of the Lord is responsible for mental wholeness. The anointing can be responsible for mental wholeness. The mind can be made whole. The body can be made whole, and the flesh can be made whole by the agency of the spirit of God. In the second service, we shall look at four other implications of the spirit of God's assignment on our lives. And now, how do we receive healing from God generally? Two things I will say today, and then we'll proceed further. Receiving healing from God through any channel must have two things as a constant. Any channel of healing, okay, we're talking about the anointing. Any channel of healing must have two things. Number one, the word of God must be received in order for healing virtue to be transmitted. The word of God. Whatever avenue or means we are trusting God to heal us or to deliver us must have a word basis. It must have a word basis. And the word of God must be received for that to happen. In Psalm 107 verse 20, he said, he sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destructions. He sent his word, healed them, and deliver them from their destructions. He sent his word and healed them. The word of God carries healing virtue. It carries healing virtue. In Luke chapter 5 and in verse 15, the Bible talked about those who came to Jesus, but so much the more when they fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. They came to hear and to be healed. To hear is to be healed. Number two, anywhere we want to receive healing from God, two things must be a constant. That's the first. Number two, faith must be placed in God, not on any material or point of contact. The faith must be in God, not in a handkerchief, not in a bottle of oil. The faith must be in God, not in a man of God. The faith must be placed in God. Nothing must be idolized. Nothing must take the place of God. Nothing must ever be used the way people use charm.
The faith must be placed in God, not on any material or point of contact. Faith must be placed in God, not on a man of God. Nothing must be idolized. Nothing must take the place of God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith must be placed in God. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 22, Jesus told that woman, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. Faith in God is what makes whole. Not an handkerchief, not a man. Faith in God. Beloved, I welcome you to this morning of wholeness through the power of Jesus by the administration of the balm in Gilead. And I announce today, in the name that is above every name, everything that is damaged in your life, damaged in your body, damaged in your system, I prophesy repair right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, say amen, say loud amen. And everything in your body that is dead, every organ that is dead, ovary dead, fallopian tube dead, everything, liver disease, whatever it is that is dead, I declare life by the Spirit of God. Receive now in the name of Jesus. I announce today, La Coco Babaradada, I declare liberty. Every area of bondage, every area of captivity around your life, I declare the captivity terminated. I declare the liberty released in the name of Jesus. Right now I announce, sound mind. I bind depression. I take authority over the spirits of rejection. I take authority over inferiority, low self-esteem. I take authority over the spirit of schizophrenia, manic depressive illness, bipolar disorder. I bind you. I curse you. Lose your grip right now. In Jesus' name. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands. And begin to tell the Lord what you want him to do for you. Just thank him for his word this morning. And again, ask him. Ask him. I need the touch of your hand on my life. I need your hand. I need your spirit upon my life. Open your mouth and speak to God. Speak to God. Receive his healing. Receive his touch. Receive wholeness. Receive deliverance. Receive liberty. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands high. Talk to him. Lift your hands everywhere you are. You are here today. You have not given your life to Christ. You heard the word. You saw the miracles, the healings. You also saw the celebration climate. And you want this kind of joy. You want this kind of life. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. Just like this young man who just testified, between last Sunday and now, his life has changed. Pray this prayer after me if you are in that condition, wherever you are, and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Everyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand? Wave it wherever you are. God bless you. All right, rush to the front here quickly.
We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Oh, the giant may be on our way to hinder. God will surely give us victory. Victory, victory. Only over to the righteous. Move, move, move. Move on to the righteous side of the Lord. Hallelujah. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side of God. We are able, we are able to go up and take the call. To possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giant may be on our way to it, God will surely give us. Everybody sing, only move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side. Move on to the righteous side.
If you have an addiction in your life,
You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You have done this before, but you fell back and you want to return back to God. The stage is set also. Quickly rush forward here. Join us now. I'll give you the count of 10 as you join us.
Mother.
Everybody sing it now.
Mother, mother, the right.
The land from Jordan to the sea. Though the giant may be on our way to hinder, God will surely move on, move on, move on, move on,
move on to the righteous
side. Move on to the righteous side.
Move on to the righteous side.
Shout out praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
All of you here in the front, place your hand on your chest. Pray after me, after this prayer, and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, I ask that the hold of sin be broken off the lives of these people, that today will mark a new day for them. In Jesus' name, amen.